there's something about friendship that touches upon the true, the good, and the beautiful. Christ said to the disciples, "I call you friend."
This is Family Policy Matters with NC Family President John Rustin.
Thanks for joining us this week for Family Policy Matters. In an increasingly social media-driven and impersonal world, authentic lifelong friendships can be hard to come by. Many adults can count the number of true, deep friendships they have on one hand, but one group of 10 men have spent the last 30 years creatively breaking this trend, and in fact, they have become the subject of a new big-screen Hollywood movie. Today, we're joined by Father Sean Raftus, a parish priest in Montana, who has become well known in recent years as one of the Gonzaga Prep Tag Brothers, whose story has been featured by the Wall Street Journal, ESPN, CBS, and is now the inspiration for the summer blockbuster movie Tag. Now, let me be quick to say that our conversation today is not intended to be an endorsement of this R-rated movie, but rather that we are excited to have Father Raftus with us today to discuss this intriguing story and also the importance of deep, lasting friendships, which really underlies it. Father Raftus, welcome to Family Policy Matters. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, John. It's wonderful to be with you, and I just wanted to say hi to all the listeners and especially everybody involved with the North Carolina Family Policy Council. I really appreciate the great work you do.
Now, Father Raftus, the story of the Tag Brothers begins in the 1970s. One of you described your friendship group as having everything and nothing in common back then. How did you all meet and what drew you together?
Well, that's a great question. You know, it goes to other men who had everything and nothing in common, the disciples of Christ, in that we were fortunate enough, our families, our mothers and fathers sacrificed to send us to a Catholic high school, Gonzaga Prep. And in high school, we, of course, had the commonality of our Christian faith, and we were taught about the good, the true, and the beautiful in our religion classes. And it was Christ that animates everything about the school. And I think that obviously that's the underlying animator of our friendship was Christ, and we were able to just be drawn together from different parts of the city. We were kind of parts of from different backgrounds and different personalities. So it was essentially, I think, Christ that brought us together, and our families, our mom and dads, who were so good, who modeled friendship for us. And I just thought the guys had a great sense of humor and were very good natured. That's kind of what brought us together.
Well, that's great. I think many of us can relate to that. However, your friendship has lasted for 30 years. And also, the game that you all started playing back then, Tag, is something that you continue to do today. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it was interesting. We started playing in high school, and at the end of our junior year, the game was finished, and one of our members was a year ahead of us. So, you know, Joe was it for life and until 1990. And so we continued to figure out a way, because people were getting married, they were developing careers and getting involved in their communities, and we were living in disparate places. And so we found this as a way to literally keep in touch. But, you know, it's a silly game of tag, but we figured, hey, it'd be kind of neat to start it up again and to figure out excuses to maybe travel by car or plane over to visit friends and to tag them and then hang out for a while and have dinner or lunch or coffee and just kind of catch up with one another.
Well, that's neat. I know you say it's a silly game, but it also is a pretty serious business for you all. I understand that you even have a legal agreement that all of you have signed. So what are the rules of this game of tag?
Well, the tag participation agreement essentially boils down to three rules. First of all, it's the whole month of February. Secondly, there are no tag backs. So if you and I are in the room and I'm it and I tag you, you can't tag me back. And the third rule is, if you are it and I ask you, you have to answer truthfully and reasonably promptly. So those are the basic three simple rules of tag.
Oh, Father Raftus, you've already made reference to this, but I think it's definitely worth digging into a bit. You have said that your relationship with Jesus Christ is really the basis of that. And of course, we notice that Jesus began his public ministry with a group of friends as well. Why is friendship so important for the Christian life, especially when we consider the lives that we live in an increasingly cynical and polarized world?
I think it's because of we live in an increasingly cynical and polarized world, that the need for friendship is even more stated today. Because there's something about friendship that touches upon the true, the good, and the beautiful. Christ said to the disciples, "I call you friends." And a lot of these movements, you know, whether religious or secular, that were very lasting, whether it's the religious orders that came about in the Catholic Church, whether it's Band of Brothers, you know, the series was based upon in World War II. I think friendship is something that it resonates with everybody. Every man and woman yearns for friendship. Ultimately, it's friendship in Christ that we yearn for. And so, you know, during our lives, we're given these great graces of relationship, in that we're part of the mystical body of Christ on earth. And part of that is, you know, no man is an island. No man or woman is an island. And so we need to be able to have that contact, that communion with one another. And so it's precisely because of sometimes an impersonal aspect of friendship where I can, you know, list you as by one click as a friend, even though I've never met you, I know nothing about you, that in this day and age, there's nothing like authentic human contact. And there's nothing like the holiness of developing a friendship with men and women in the agape sense, in the Christ-like sense, where it's meant to help us through good times and in bad, and to make the good times better when we rejoice, and also to console one another when we're going through times of heartbreak, loss, and difficulty and suffering that we all can encounter.
You're listening to Family Policy Matters, a resource from NC Family. To listen to our radio show online and for more resources that will help you be a voice of persuasion in your community, go to our website at ncfamily.org.
Well, I assume that after 30 years, not all 10 of you who are in this game of tag share the same opinions, priorities, or lifestyles. Why is it important for us to form and keep friendships with people who may be very different from us?
I think it shows the many faces of Christ, and which is the many faces of humanity. In terms of, take a look at the disciples. You have Peter, and then you had James and John, and these were disparate, and Thomas, you know, Thomas Didymus, and you had this multiplicity of personalities, but they were all followers of Christ. So it's, you know, like the motto of the country, E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. Hmm. There's a yearning towards unity, I think, in humanity, in that we yearn for communion, and I think it's very important, and it's beneficial, and it feeds the soul to have friendships, to realize that on our pilgrimage to heaven while we're on earth, it's very, very valuable and beneficial for the soul, mind, and body to be able to form friendships, those who we have things in common with, but also to realize we have a lot of things to learn from folks who have different opinions, different viewpoints, come from different professions, and even different economic strata, that everybody has something to offer in terms of their opinions. And we're rational beings. We have that spark of the divine-like intellectual facility in us, reason. And we always have these endless capacities to question and to learn. We're always supposed to learn. Once we think we're done learning, we're in trouble. And so it's engaging with folks who have different views than us makes us better, because it makes us understand human nature on a deeper level.
So, Father Raftus, you and your buddies have been friends for over 30 years, and that's awesome. But what would you say to a man who finds himself in the prime of his life, but who lacks these lifelong friendships like you all have had? How can men go about developing authentic and lasting friendships at later stages of life?
That's a great question. I think, first of all, you know, we all have a friend in Christ Jesus, and in the communion of saints, we have these great men and women who have gone before us, marked with a sign of faith, and we always have good examples of relationships around us. I would say either reach out to somebody you haven't reached out to in a while, or get involved in your church, and there are all sorts of organizations, the Lions Club, you know, the Rotary Club. There are many ways in which a person can reach out to make contact with organizations, or maybe somebody you thought about calling, or maybe somebody you need to forgive or accept forgiveness from. So there are a multiplicity of ways in which men can find a friend. And I think, too, it's important to be careful about where you search out a friend. I think the best place to start is in your faith community, and just pray about it and ask our Lord to to direct you or to help you make contact with somebody who's going to make your life richer and more holy.
Now, before we end our conversation today, Father Raftus, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you to reminisce about a couple of your favorite moments as you have played tag with your friends over the years. What are some of your favorite tag or failed tag attempts?
I'll give an account of at least two. The first one, in 1991, I was living in Seattle, and Mike Kineski's a tag brother, was living down in Palo Alto near my other tag brother, Joe Tomberry, who was a newlywed at the time. I flew on a Saturday from Seattle to San Jose. Mike picked me up. I got into his car, and a block away from Joe's house, who was a newlywed at the time, before I got into the trunk, I said, Mike, go up to Joe and tell him you have a new set of golf clubs and you want to show him in the trunk. And then about a block away from Joe's house, I got into the trunk. Mike goes over to Joe's house, knocks on the door. I didn't know what was going on. You know, you're literally in the dark in the trunk. And so I heard voices. I heard the key go into the trunk, and it popped open about 6 inches, and I saw a sweatshirt. I figured it was Joe. So I lunged out at it. Now, the last thing you want to see or expect to see is a hand coming out of the trunk. Well, it was Joe's wife, Joanne, and she was so startled that she backpedaled and tripped over the curb onto the grass, and I looked over and popped open the trunk and jumped out, and Joe was 2 feet away, and he was looking completely stunned, and I went and tagged Joe, you're it, buddy, and unfortunately, Joanne tore her ACL at the time, and so we went and attended to Joanne. And that night, we took her out for pizza and made sure she was okay. She's fine now. She had an operation. She's good as gold now. But that was one of my favorites. Also, the second, my favorite tag of all time was at the hands of my friend Mark Menger. He and I were in the first day of first grade together, and we made friends. And Mark dressed up the Gonzaga University Bulldogs, or a great basketball program. And it was in one of the last days of the season. They were playing against a team, and they were televised on ESPN. Well, Mark dresses up like the Gonzaga Bulldog. He got a mascot's outfit, and he went down the stairs in the Bulldog outfit, and Brian Dennehy was in the third row at center court with his brother, Sean. So Mark walks over to Brian, tags him, and hands him a note that says, Dear Brian, you're it, love, Mark. It was a great victory on Mark's part. That was my all-time favorite.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun and just a great way to continue those lifelong friendships. And at that, Father Raftus, unfortunately, we're at the end of our conversation, but I did want to give you an opportunity to let our listeners know where they might go to learn more about authentic friendship and the Tag Brothers story.
Well, I think the best place to start is you Google Phil Russell Adams, his Wall Street Journal article on TAG is available online, and you can click onto the TAG participation agreement. That's probably the best place to start, because Russell Adams, who was our friend, he's an honorary TAG brother, he's a great guy. He was the one who was responsible for all the publicity when the article came out in 2013. That Wall Street Journal article basically says a lot. There's also a friend of mine, she wrote an article, Professor Dawn Eden Goldstein. She wrote an article about TAG in the current online and print edition of Angelus, which is the archdiocesan newspaper magazine for the Los Angeles Archdiocese. So either the Wall Street Journal or Angelus, you just go ahead and take a look at those, and they're actually excellent articles.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks so much for those resources. And I just want to encourage our listeners to take advantage of that, look into this story a little bit more, and just realize that, hey, lifelong friendships are so important, as Father Raftus has so aptly stated, can really help our relationship, not only with each other, but with Christ, blossom. And with that, Father Sean Raftus, I want to thank you so much for being with us on Family Policy Matters and for the great encouragement that you and your story provides to really value, nurture, and sustain lifelong friendships. So thank you so much.
You've been listening to Family Policy Matters, a production of NC Family. To listen to our radio show online, and for more valuable resources and information about issues important to families in North Carolina, go to our website at ncfamily.org and follow us on Twitter and Facebook.